Yes, yeah, it's generally pretty good. This is an interview with Grace Hardigan. Today is May 10th, 1979. We're here at her studio at 1701 and a half Eastern Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. I thought I'd start that with your childhood just a little bit, and in Cindy Nemser's interview, I think that you said your parents expected you to be different because of the way you were as a child, and I wondered if, were you a firstborn child?
Yes.
I wondered if you thought that had anything to do with this.
Probably, yes.
Quality.
And there was a, until I was 5 years old or 7 years old, we lived in a two-family house with my Irish grandmother and my aunt, who was a school teacher. And I spent as much time with them as I did with my mother and father. And they were, well, my aunt was, tried to be a writer and would make up stories. And I was talking when I was 2 years old and never stopped. And my grandmother had an enormous number of folk stories to tell me, and Irish songs and Welsh songs. And so that was extremely encouraging to an imaginative little girl. And then I was precociously bright, and I just thought that, I know that my parents thought that, they didn't know I was going to be an artist, but they, I'm sure they always thought that was something different. There wasn't any, when I was a child, there weren't roles available for women in the arts, really. The most imaginative thing they could think of would be a school teacher, which is what my
an art teacher, perhaps.
Yeah, but I mean, art didn't go into it. It was writing and stories and theater. As a matter of fact, that was, theater was the thing I was involved with through high school, not art at all. I was going to be an actress.
You did think about becoming an actress.
Oh, yes.
That was one of the questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the influence of my grandmother and my aunt were extremely important to me. Then I had pneumonia for a year, and I was, at that time they didn't have penicillin, and I was in bed and taught myself how to read.
You weren't tutored?
No, I just did it all by myself with my aunt. She died soon afterwards, but she was an English teacher.
She died?
She died when I was about seven. Oh. And then we moved to this, what then was an almost country town in New Jersey, now it's Millburn. It's a big suburban community, but then it was, there were lots of fields, and my great love, gypsies, would camp near the house. And I'd sit in an apple tree and watch them.
Oh.
And build, they came with caravans and horses.
Really?
And built bonfires outside and cooked over the fires in big black pots, just like romantic movies and stories. They really did it. I watched them all the time. The women would come around in these marvelous long skirts and brilliant colors and big earrings and tell fortunes, and the men would sharpen knives.
Terrific.
Yeah, it was a...
Was it a seasonal kind of thing, or did they...
Oh, they came mostly, they would travel around according to weather. I mean, they'd be going on south probably from there, but it usually was spring, because I remember the apples trees were in blossom then.
Did the same groups come?
Oh, no, you never know which was which. Would be, they were just regular routes that they would travel. Now they go around in Cadillacs, I think. But then it was really wonderful.
So you didn't get to know any ones?
Oh no, because we were forbidden to play with the children, and because we were told that we were going to be stolen, and all those gypsies had so many children of their own is beyond my imagination. But it was strictly forbidden.
One of those myths or something.
Yes, yeah, steal little children.
When did your brothers? So you have one brother and
I have a brother and two sisters,
and
yeah.
When did they come along?
Oh, it was decently spaced at about 2.5 years. And the sister that I'm really closest to is my younger sister, and she says she just spent her childhood trying to trap me. I was always escaping. So I really...
Running away?
Yeah, trying to escape the kids.
Oh.
Climb up the apple tree and watch the gypsies. I had a very interesting public school life in Millburn, New Jersey, which I haven't mentioned much. They taught French.